The world's top AIDS researchers and activists are streaming into Mexico City. That's where the 17th International AIDS Conference opens tomorrow. There's some good news. Global AIDS funding is up. This week, President Bush signed a bill to spend $48 billion to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. On the home front, though, there's a troubling new report. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the HIV epidemic in the U.S. is worse than previously thought. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
It's been hard to know just how many Americans get infected with HIV each year. For a long time, states didn't collect the names of newly infected people, making it hard to get a count. And when somebody had a positive HIV blood test, there was no way to know if the infection occurred yesterday or 5 years ago. That's changed. Now all states keep confidential reports of who's infected, and a new test can tell if an infection occurred within the past 5 months. Kevin Fenton heads the CDC's AIDS prevention efforts. He says the new data give the clearest picture yet of the U.S. AIDS epidemic.
What the data actually show is that the 2006 estimate of roughly 56,000 new infections is substantially higher. It's about 40% higher than what had previously been estimated.
The old estimate had been 40,000 new infections a year, 16,000 fewer. New methods permit researchers to go back and see how many infections have occurred over the past decade. They found that even though the number of infections is higher than thought, it's remained stable.
This stability in the presence of a growing population of HIV-infected individuals is encouraging.
It suggests that people with HIV are largely heeding advice to practice safer sex. Another prevention success is an 80% drop in new infections among injecting drug users since the late 1980s. Fenton says this is due in large part to drug users' access to clean needles.
This certainly is an effective prevention intervention, and federal law prohibits federal funding for needle exchange programs for injecting drug users.
He acknowledged that it's state and local governments that get the credit for setting up clean needle programs. The prevention failures portrayed in the new numbers are not revelations, but their magnitude has never been clearer. For instance, new infections are dropping in some groups, but not in others. Infections among men who have sex with men have been steadily increasing. 27 years into the epidemic that started in this group, gay and bisexual men still account for more than half of all new cases.
The data really confirm that the most severe impact of the epidemic continues to be among gay and bisexual men of all races and among black men and women.
Blacks account for 45% of new HIV infections. Their infection rate is 7 times that of whites. The infection rate among Hispanics is 3 times higher. That, experts say, is where more HIV prevention money needs to be spent. But Ronald Johnson of the AIDS Action Council says funding has been going down.
When you have nearly flat funding for HIV treatment and care and reduced funding for HIV prevention, it means that we are not doing what we need to do.
Johnson says with inflation, the CDC's HIV prevention budget has declined about 20% over the past 6 years. Richard Knox, NPR News.